I must listen to The Parental Geekery. That's a podcast. I mean, I'm a parent, so I... And it's geekery, which means it must have something to do with technology, but otherwise I haven't a clue what it's about. It's just that I've finished listening to Ruth, otherwise known as R2UK, and she said a little bit at the end about it, that it's a podcast that she and her husband John do together, and they recorded an episode last night, and it'll be coming out soon, and I've never ever listened to it. And the reason I am motivated to make this particular piece of audio is that I haven't heard Ruth as a podcaster for quite a while. I can't quite remember when the last piece of audio she put up on Audio Boom was, but I just loved listening to her. She is such a... I mean, it's going to sound a cliche. She's such a brilliant communicator. Such a fulsome communicator. She communicates across with energy, number one. Energy. Fantastic energy. Fantastic colour in her voice. She records from a mobile studio, in other words, in her car. She spoke about a wide range of topics. Everything from... or well, several things from her own gallstones problem and impending surgery and the complications that that might be leading to the effect that might have on her family holiday this year, her actually coming up soon holiday in Disneyland in Paris, an extraordinary book that she recommended, the name which I can't remember right now, but it was a behind-the-scenes book, also available on audiobooks. And, you know, I just loved every bit of it. And I thought to myself, I just feel like expressing my appreciation. And, you know, partly saying to myself, you must go to the Parental Geekery, because there I'll find more, and goodness knows what she sounds like on there. I haven't a clue what John sounds like. But I just need more of a fix of Ruth. She hasn't shared a piece of audio on Audio Boom for, she said, a week. But I listen to so many podcasts and bits of audio that it could well be only a week since I last listened to Ruth, but I've missed her, and she's such a refreshing voice. Now, there's a backstory to this, is that Ruth also does theatre. When I say does theatre, she has acted, she has been a prompter, and I think she's probably done some technical work as well, and she has told behind-the-scenes stories about what it's like to prepare a production, a performance. And, you know, I love that. I love getting the behind-the-scenes story. In fact, sometimes I think that behind-the-scenes in the theatre is more interesting than the theatre show itself. And I really wish that more theatres would do podcasting about the show, that they would get bloggers in to blog about the process of what's happening during the dress rehearsals, what's happening during the technical rehearsals, you know, what's happening in real drama between the cast, the drama of the drama, if you like. And I wish that. And Ruth has kind of given a little bit of an insight into that. By the way, the other thing that Ruth talked about in her, you know, the audio boo I've just listened to, is that she has a number of conferences that she might be done out of going to if her gallstones, you know, don't become simple to sort out, if they become complex. And I'm saying to myself, I know that she's interested in going to a podcasters conference sometime in July or August, a big UK podcasters conference that I had hopes of going to last year, but didn't. I even thought I could run a session at that podcasting conference. I would be willing to do that, and I was very keen to be a speaker at various things, and thought, wow, wouldn't it be nice to do something on podcasting? I've put some time in as an apprentice in this area, so perhaps I've learned something, and I certainly would love to share it, and certainly the process of putting something together would enable me to reflect on what on earth it is I've learned about podcasting. Or even if I was to apply my energy to a particular application of podcasting or aspect of podcasting as opposed to podcasting in general, which, you know, nobody is going to book me to speak about Paul's experience of podcasting. I mean, it'd be different if I was, you know, famous, had written books or recorded, you know, a highly successful podcasting show. But anyway, look, back to Ruth. I mean, I couldn't recommend R2UK more highly. That's what I will say. And to any of you who aren't tuning into her, who can simply follow her on Audioboo, then, you know, I, obvious, as is obvious by this, I couldn't recommend too highly that you follow her and listen to her. But to those of you who have nothing to do with Audioboo, you know, you can find Ruth without having to be signed up to Audioboom yourself. You can, I'm quite sure, find her pieces of audio, her podcasts, and also her parental geekery on the internet by Googling it. So this is absolutely in the flush of renewal, I'm going to call it, because some people's voices are renewing. They help get you out of a rough old day. They help put energy back into your step, and they make you glad to be alive. And today I have to say that's exactly how R2UK has affected me. So this is, I suppose, my way of saying thanks to Ruth from my mobile studio, Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the internet, travelling between Fermoy and Cork, entering into 100 kilometres per hour zone on my way to go and sort out the problem of the failure of the pump in my loft and the lack of water pressure out of the hot tap and also out of the cold tap. So basically, we ain't got much water pushing out, and it's pretty difficult to flush the loo in our house at the moment. So hopefully this will get sorted. Anyway, that's drama in my life, but again, highly recommended, R2UK, Ruth, and her husband John, who I haven't listened to. Bye for now.